On Wednesday, Senator Mike Dunleavy's office released a plan that he believes could right the state's fiscal ship and begin putting money back into government savings accounts within a few years. The goal of Dunleavy's initial plan is to utilize just over $1 billion in budget cuts over 4 years and a reduced cap on increases in state spending. He says those measures will help make it possible for the state to return to a net gain of revenue without imposing additional taxes or reducing payment of permanent fund dividend checks each year. The budget cuts could be done solely by the legislature in Juneau, but a change to the spending cap involves a constitutional amendment, which has to be voted on by the people. Senator Dunleavy believes whether that vote is successful would be a litmus test on how Alaskans want the budget problem solved.
Or if they reject the appropriation limit, I think what would be interpreted from that rejection would be, we want a larger government, we want more services, and we're willing to pay for it. So I think it's very important for the people of Alaska to get an opportunity to weigh in on fixing our fiscal issue.
Senator Dunleavy also wants to see the state change the way it creates budgets in two significant ways. The first change is going from annual to biennial budgets. He believes that approving budgets 2 years at a time, especially in odd-numbered years, would allow legislators to make tough choices without being in the midst of a re-election campaign.
Legislative sessions are 2 years. So if we're able to get a fiscal approach in this year, it may be easier for this year and to extend that budget into next year without having to go through the debates every year, because next year the House of Representatives is up again for election, all 40, and 10 senators will be.
The other change Dunleavy wants to see is earlier collaboration between the legislature and the governor when crafting initial budget proposals. Currently, the budget proposal comes from the executive branch in mid-December. Dunleavy says that makes it difficult for legislators, who begin session in January, to gather the necessary information to make important decisions on spending. His solution would be legislative committees made up of the majority and minority members from both houses that work with the executive branch earlier in the process.
These committees work with the governor's office, work with the administration, his directors, his commissioners, heads of his divisions, et cetera, and look at areas that we can reduce. And so hopefully we could get a preliminary budget out sooner than December 15th, and then folks will have more time to take a look at it.
A major portion of the plan involves cutting a total of $1.1 billion from the state's annual budgets. Under Dunleavy's proposals, those cuts would occur over the course of 4 years. He believes that gradual cuts would allow state positions to be eliminated through attrition and reduce the number of layoffs that would occur if the cuts came all at once. Senator Dunleavy says he plans to have a list of proposed budget cuts ready for public discussion within the next 2 weeks. Planning to close the fiscal gap primarily through budget cuts could hinder progress in the House of Representatives. After being under Republican control for years, a coalition of Democrats, independents, and a few Republicans have set up a new majority caucus. Dunleavy believes the three Republicans who crossed over have good reason to want to consider budget solutions as a high priority.
One of their stated reasons for doing that is they felt that there was we weren't getting anywhere with a resolution on the fiscal issue. Now, if that's true, if that's what they really believe, and I have to believe, what they said, then I have to think that they're going to be working very hard with all of us to come up with a fiscal solution.
Other budget proposals that have been put on the table in the past include taxes, changes to the permanent fund, budget cuts, or some combination thereof. The Alaska Legislature begins its session in Juneau on Tuesday. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.